survey, more Trump 2020 voters support him than 2020 voters support Biden. By Hannah Blow on April 3, 2023. More individuals who voted for former President Donald Trump in 2020 support his re-election bid than 2020 Biden voters support the Democrat jumping into the ring, a recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked respondents, do you want Donald Trump to run for president again in 2024? Overall, among Democrats, Republicans, and independents, 35% said yes, they want him to run. While most, 53%, said no, the former president still sees better figures than Biden, as just 26% said they want him to run again in 2024, compared to 58% who do not. However, both have stronger showings among their respective base, but Trump's is significantly stronger. 62% of Trump 2020 voters support the former president running for office again. Less than a majority of Biden 2020 voters, 42%, actively want Biden to run for a second term, compared to 34% who do not. Once again, less than a majority of Democrats, 47%, want Biden to run in 2024, while 62% of Republicans want Trump to run again. The survey was taken March 26 to 28, 2023, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens and comes ahead of Biden formally announcing a 2024 presidential bid. According to recent reports, Biden advisors do not expect the president to announce a re-election bid until the summer or fall. However, when asked if there is a chance Biden will not seek re-election, First Lady Jill Biden said, "Not in my book." As Breitbart News presented the First Lady's conversation with CNN. So, we're going to the source. Where do things stand? When's an announcement coming? Biden, well, he said he intends to run. So, nothing's been planned yet. I think, you know, he's been so busy with being in Ukraine, handling some of the crises at home. So, I think, you know, he's putting that first. He's putting America's business before he's putting his own. But has the decision been made amongst the family that he's going to run? Biden, well, it's Joe's really, it's Joe's decision. And we support whatever he wants to do. If he's in, we're there. If he wants to do something else, we're there too. Is there any chance at this point that he is not going to run? Biden, not in my book. You're all for it? Biden, I'm all for it, of course. Meanwhile, a Harvard Capps-Harris survey released last month found most respondents expressing concern about Biden's mental fitness, and that includes one quarter of Democrats, specifically. Trump, who announced his presidential bid months ago, is flying to New York Monday in preparation for his surrender and arraignment. It's how he powers through in the face of adversity and how he has been doing this ever since he came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower is just amazing. No one else in history has been able to do this, Trump advisor Jason Miller said during an appearance on Breitbart News, later adding, the more they attack him, the stronger he gets. According to Miller, Trump received $4 million in donations in the 24 hours following the news of the indictment, and roughly one quarter of those donations were from individuals who have never donated to his campaign.